This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, ENN tonight, it's driven by Ramsey Mazda.
Of course.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Constant Phlegm.
Love Constant Phlegm. You know, I'm one of the biggest Constant Phlegm guys in the business today.
They're very good.
Yeah, what's your favorite Constant Phlegm song?
Guttural expiration. What's when you spit out phlegm? Guttural
evacuation?
No.
Let's say good evening to Don.
I want to sit on Don LaGreca's lap and ask for toys.
Okay. Let's say good evening to Don.
Can she emotionally get down the aisle without Rocky?
And to Don.
Who wiggles their pen? Yo-yos. People that need to be institutionalized. People like me.
Did you think it bothered him that much before this?
I loved it. I didn't
not
know.
Not that I don't love it, but I'm just surprised.
I didn't know he was sensitive to it. I did not ever know Don was sensitive to people pointing out his...
Me neither. It was the first.
His pen obsession. It's a
Daddy travels.
And good evening to Don. No, to me. I love turning on old men. Lastly, good evening to Bear.
Sauce Gardner is going to be at the 20th anniversary.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, Bear Sauce. He loves it. Very pumped.
Expectoration.
By the way, you think, serious question.
Yeah.
Think I can get the venue to approve Bear coming to the show?
I hope not.
Daddy's in Texas and he has to be told that it's a different time.
Did you actually say that Natalie is not available to be at the party?
I did.
Can I join?
Yeah.
Wow. What's going on?
She has a gig in Los Angeles with Canon, the great photography camera company.
Company? Are they blocal?
The only blocal player. By the way, Anthony just said something in my ear and threw me off, okay? I don't even know what he said, but he said something. You see, for no reason. He just said Nick Cannon in my ear for no reason. But thank you, Anthony.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. Nick Cannon, 12th child expected.
I know. I'm excited for him. They say, you know what they say, the 12th one's the one.
Yep.
She has, and I actually have a gig out there as well, but I'm leaving first thing the next morning. She's going out Friday. She is
tell her
be,
that whatever Cannon is paying her, I'll match it, and she stays here.
Really?
Yeah, I'll match it.
That is intriguing.
Out of my own pocket.
Wow.
Yep.
That is really kind of you. Mm-hmm. We didn't happen to make a drop, Anthony, earlier of the caller who told Don that hockey sucks.
No, I didn't. I didn't do that for my own personal hatred of that thought. Yeah.
I if you get a chance,
Think Anthony. You don't know this, Peter. Anthony might love hockey more than Don.
That's
I know.
Not true at all.
No, you're a wild man.
Well, I mean, whenever the Rangers play, he wears a Ranger shirt.
That does happen. Yeah.
He is a no. Listen, let me tell you something about Anthony.
Tell me.
He's a great guy. Okay.
But
I get the sense that there's a chance this guy's a downright maniac. I mean, I could see him throwing and breaking things. I could see him being Rothenberg or Jace at home when his teams are playing.
So Rothenberg 2.0.
Yeah, like imagine
in shape Rothenberg.
I was gonna say imagine Dave Rothenberg, but an eighth the size. That could be Anthony.
Anthony, can we make a bet somewhere down the line that if you lose, you get to shave that hideous goatee that you wear?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay, good.
Oh, you hate the goatee, huh?
No, I don't like it.
He's never liked it.
Because
never.
He's a good-looking guy. He's covering up his face.
That's nice of you, Michael.
Well, I have a beard. You don't complain about that.
Listen, everything's lost.
Anthony's
got his whole life ahead of him.
We're going to spend a lot of time on foosball today.
Oh, good.
We have to. But before we do, did we ever have a Steph Curry watch? Because if not, I think we need to make one for the season. I really, Michael, he's doing it again. I mean, it's only five games in, But have you seen what Steph's been doing?
I don't know if you realize this, Peter. He's really good.
I'm still amazed by it. Just if you haven't been paying attention yet, you're still worried about baseball and football. You haven't gotten into the NBA yet. Five games so far. The Warriors are 3-2. Steph is averaging 30.8, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He's shooting 49% from the floor, 46% from three, 93% from the line. He's psychotic. Give him the MVP now, man.
So 77 games left. You're going to give him it now.
I'm ready to. And I'm going to stay by what I said last year. He's not done rising in the all-time ranks of greatness.
You think he makes it ever into the top five?
I honestly think there's a solid chance he does. And I'll tell you why.
Please.
And I think you may agree with this.
I probably won't.
Well, listen, when we talk about greatest of all time, there's fact and there's feeling. Steph Curry, factually, is a phenomenal player who's talent-wise, as talented, I believe, as anyone who's ever played the game. For his size, when you think about what he can do, it's insane. But then when you factor in the feeling, we talked about it last week. You couldn't find Charlie a Steph Curry jersey.
Nope.
It was unfindable.
Still can't. Don was supposed to go to that store in Paramus Park. He never did.
Steph Curry may be the most or second most popular player for kids ever. Ever.
Who would you say was the other? Michael?
I would say Michael just because it was so universal. It wasn't about... But Steph appeals to kids specifically. He's small. He can shoot from anywhere. He's very lovable. You know, he's messing with his mouth guard. He's this. He's cool. He's friendly. He's never had a controversy. Everything works perfectly for him. When the kids now who are 13 are 25 years old, yeah, I think there's a chance everyone's saying he's a top five player of all time. I do.
But
it's crazy what he's doing.
But, I mean, we're not going to do it right here. In the words of Don LaGreca, who are you taking out?
It's very hard.
Taking out LeBron? No. You taking out Jordan? No. You taking out Magic? No. You taking out Kareem? No. We can go on and on and on. Who are you taking out?
I mean, by the way, there's no world in which he passes Magic?
I don't think so. Magic can play all five positions.
No, Magic's he's sick, and he has five championships, and blah, 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 blah,
well,
blah.
Steph's getting there.
But Steph's getting there. And Steph's scoring is insane. He's a way better scorer than Magic. Pretty damn good passer, too. Not Magic Johnson. All right, we could talk about Steph another time. We shall. But, yeah, Anthony, we should start working on a Steph watch.
Do you know what I did today?
That kind of year.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Thank you.
That I did something I said I would never do.
What's that?
I used to look at kids wearing, like, Jordans, like little kids. I'm never going to do that. What a waste of money. Well, it's Charlie's birthday, and the one thing he keeps asking for is Jordans. So Jody and I went out today and got him Jordans, $90, the size 2.5. He's going to grow out of it in a month. I threw up in my mouth.
It's the worst. I know. Like, Laura's daughter's birthday is Sunday. She's turning
right.
two. Mm-hmm. Two.
Cookies.
She's turning two or three. Oh, my God, the pandemic. Two. So, I want to buy her something, but, like, I can't buy her clothes. If you buy her really nice clothes, she'll have them for 6 weeks.
Also, I'm going to make an outrageous statement here, though.
Go ahead.
You know, Nike should look at this, right? Like, really young kids. They should look at this as an entry-level drug. Why are you overcharging, like, at $90 for... I mean, there's no way there's $90 worth of leather in there. Why don't you make it like a $25 sneaker so that when the kid gets indoctrinated to always wearing Nikes, when he's older, I looked at the older Jordans now, for older people, they're $200. Why are you doing this to kids?
No, let me, you know what, how Nike responds to you?
How's it working out?
That's exactly
right. Jam it up!
And speaking of sneakers, I do want to say one thing.
Tell me.
There's only one monumental mistake in Steph Curry's career.
His sneakers aren't good.
Under Armour. That and supposedly they offended him, like at the very beginning, said his name wrong or something, turned off the whole thing, like they didn't really know much about him, and he was turned off, never was interested, went to Under Armour. Steph Curry should have the most poppin' sneaker in sports. That is the only thing that he's made a mistake on.
Well, is it because the sneaker's bad, Peter, or choosing Under Armour, which has kind of hit a lull?
Yeah, no. Well, no one ever wore Under Armour sneakers. It's never been a thing. Like, he decided
to
take a gamble.
Maybe he thought that he would be able to do that.
Right, but like they're. I just never thought their stuff looks good. I mean, like, the clothing's fine for athletic wear, but like, it's just not fashionable.
Wow.
You know, strong. I mean, listen, he took a risk. You know, Magic and Larry went with the Converse. You never know what you're going to get. And Nike at the time was fledgling, and it worked out for them. So, hey. All right. Let's move over to the foosball of it all. Tom Brady. Oh, my goodness. Another loss. Two games under 500 for the first time in his illustrious 20-year career.
He was 0-2, though, at Michigan.
There you go. So he's been down before. Let's hear from Brady.
You know, I think we've struggled pretty much at everything. Struggled in the red area, struggled in third down, struggled in the run game. Two-point plays, short yardage, backed up, and start first quarter, start of the third quarter, not very good offense football.
Teddy Bruschi, who won a championship with Tom Brady, says Brady doesn't look right.
Doesn't look like himself anymore. I mean, he is struggling to be on the same page with wide receivers. He is... you know, dirting balls at times. He is throwing potential interceptions like you're saying. So we're trying to, I don't know, I'm not going to make excuses for it. Brady doesn't look like he's playing well either.
And lastly,
I don't know how much of the game you watch, Peter.
Like a good amount, half, not half.
He, you know, when he didn't do well in the past, he'd get angry. Now he looks sad and defeated.
That's interesting you say that. Jeff Darlington on how Brady looked after the game.
Actually, a vibe I really haven't seen, I haven't experienced with Tom Brady after a loss. Maybe after a postseason loss, an end of season loss. But I've never seen this. Tom Brady sitting at his locker in full pads, well after the rest of his teammates had taken off their pads. Most of the guys kind of clearing out of the locker room. Brady still facing the wall of his locker, full pads. Blaine Gabbert came over, consoled him a little bit. Some players came over and consoled him. It did not feel like a normal loss.
Well, listen, it's not a normal loss. When you wake up today and we all publicly find out that Tom Brady and Giselle have officially announced their divorce, I am telling you from experience, I don't care if you're Tom Brady or Peter Rosenberg, it is a hard thing to go through. The fact that he is even... Michael, I don't know if you saw, he dropped a couple dimes yesterday to Mike Evans.
I did,
He did throw a few good balls. So let's not act like he cannot play anymore, because I could see a world in which this turns around. Because look at what he's done statistically. Yes, he threw too many passes and too many incompletions last night. But he could still turn this thing around from a play standpoint. How could he not be emotionally crushed right now? This obviously did not play out how he expected.
No, and I believe that to be a great quarterback in the NFL, you have to have total buy-in. Steve Young has told us that, too. It's got to be your life. There's no way that this is constantly on his mind. It can't be just football. What's going to happen with the kids? Is this really happening? There has to be that's slowing him down with his usual laser focus. So, I mean, you can see him missing receivers and they're not on the same wavelength. You know, that's constant practice. I don't think he's there mentally.
Shout out to everyone who's been through it before, because trying to go through the work when you're going to the mediator or lawyer's offices and all these things and questioning your entire future, and then to be like this leader of men and come out and play this sport at the age, it's an incredible, incredible uphill battle. I'll tell you this, though, because I'm a story guy. You know I love WWE, Michael. I'm a pro wrestling guy. I love a story. The story of Tom Brady needing to actually crawl from kind of a personal bottom to make it back to the top of the NFL could be fascinating, and one we never expected to see. And we don't know what's going to happen this year in Tampa, but unless he literally falls off a cliff, he's going to get a shot somewhere else next year if he wants to, someplace that's probably a player away.
Wouldn't it be perfect, I thought of this, Peter, if that place is New England?
Oh, my God.
Where all...
And it's, oh, my God. And they
circular.
Have...
Circular.
They have the controversy right now of two mediocre quarterbacks and no real starter.
Right. I don't know if Belly could stomach that, but that would be a great way to end it. You know Kraft would want it.
Who would not? Listen, I hate the Patriots. I hated Brady on the Patriots. Even I would pop. I would be excited to see Tom Brady go back to New England. But I'd be more excited to see him go to Washington. So...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what? Speaking of the NFL, I don't know if you know this. There's a full slate of games this week.
Full slate.
Let's get into the NFL announcer lineup. And this one starts early on Sunday morning, exclusively on ESPN Plus, 9:30 a.m. Denver and Jacksonville. Who's not setting their alarm early to get up and have some eggs and watch horrifying, horrifying football? On the call, our guy, Steve Levy.
It's pretty good to be your boy Leaves right about now.
He'll be joined by Lewis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, and Laura Rutledge. Takes us to the 1 p.m. games, the New England Patriots at the New York Jets. Michael, you know the guy on CBS for the call of a Jets-Pats game.
I think CBS, Pats, Pates, it's got to be Jim Nance.
No, no.
How about Iron Eagle?
There it is.
Lost in the sauce.
Charles Davis and Evan Washburn.
The lobby is bustling. There is an energy here.
We stay at 1 p.m.
Terrific this year.
Yeah, very handsome man. We stay at 1 p.m. We go to Fox. The Bears in Dallas. Adam Amin on the call.
Now stands erect.
He'll be joined by Daryl Moose Johnston and Pam Oliver. Takes us to Atlanta, a game that Michael's all over. The Carolina Panthers and Atlanta Falcons. This is Michael's three-point game. Who'd you go with again?
I went with the Panthers, and I feel very confident.
Fascinating. The game's on Fox, and Kenny Albert is on the call.
Then I usually play ping pong. I've been doing that for the last week or so.
He'll be joined by Jonathan Vilma and Shannon Spake. We go to Detroit. Another pretty repug game. The Miami Dolphins at the Lions.
Andrew Catalan.
That's right. Andrew Catalan, joined by James Lofton and Aditi Kinkwabala. I think I butchered that. Kinkwabala. There we go.
She's great, by the way.
She's really very good. That's why I wanted to get it right.
Yep.
We stay at 1 p.m. We go to Minneapolis. Bear the dog loves this game. So do I. Vikings favored by 3.5 over the Cardinals. Chris Myers on the call. He'll be joined by Mark Schlereth.
I literally empty my bladder completely on the bench.
And Christina Pink. And you know what that means? This is a Pink and the Stink vehicle.
Wow, nothing better.
We stay at 1 p.m. The Raiders head into New Orleans. Kevin Harlan on the call.
That guy is headed to the slammer.
He's joined by Trent Green and Melanie Collins. Off to Philadelphia, where Pittsburgh's at Philly. And I'll tell you what, Michael, in my opinion, it should have been the Pats-Jets. Because this game is a Jim Nance vehicle.
Hello, friends.
It doesn't make sense.
Pittsburgh at Philly? Like, I'm sorry.
He probably has some restaurant he likes in Philly. There's no other reason.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
He must just want to go to Tony Luke's or something. Tony Romo joining him.
First down, everyone. I did it.
Joined also by Tracy Wolfson on the sideline. We head to the 4 o'clock games in Houston. Tennessee at Houston. Another game. Michael loves those Titans giving 2.5 points.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Gumbel on the call.
Now, SportsCenter with Greg Gumbel.
Joined by Adam Archuleta and A.J. Ross, which takes you to your big Giants game, the Giants at the Seahawks on Fox. 4:25 for a game of this magnitude, there's only one guy, Kevin Freddy Kugler. He'll be joined by Mark Sanchez.
I'm never changing who I am.
And Laura Oakman. Washington at Indy, 4:25. I'm going to be locked in to Brandon Gowden, who'll be joined by Robert Smith and Jen Hale on Fox.
Somebody told me that Gowden is the guy who was the voice of an NFL video game.
Really?
Yeah, because I said last week I had never heard of him, and that's how he's known. Kids really know him.
Good for Brandon Gowden.
Yeah.
Another game Michael has an interest in, the San Francisco 49ers, 1.5-point favorites at the Rams, who they generally own. 4:25, Fox on the call, our guy Kevin Burkhardt.
Keith, these are definitely not pumpkins.
Joined by Greg Olson, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi.
Did you just call her Aaron Andrews?
It's Aaron.
No, you said Aaron, like Aaron Judge.
I think I got it right. Okay. Which takes us to the Sunday nighter in Buffalo. Green Bay at Buffalo. I like the Bills giving 11 points. It's on NBC at 8:20. Mike Tirico on the call. He'll be joined by Chris Collinsworth.
Stop it!
And Melissa Stark. And the Monday nighter, 8:15 on Monday on ESPN. Cincinnati at Cleveland in the battle for Ohio. Joe Buck.
I want you to love me.
Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters. And that will do it for ENN on this Friday evening. Also, Michael, please don't forget that ENN tonight, of course, was driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Daddy travels.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.